KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More delegates are up for grabs today as Donald Trump looks to get closer to clinching the Republican nomination. Nikki Haley continues seeking her first win. The former president is overwhelmingly favored to add to his delegate count in Idaho and Missouri, as well as a convention in Michigan. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley looking for that first win, but still has campaign coffers full of cash.
The former Republican governor and U.N. ambassador says she raised $12 million in February, likely enough to allow her to remain in the GOP primary against former President Trump past Super Tuesday, even though she can't point to an upcoming state where she expects to beat him. Haley noted she outraised Mr. Trump in January and insisted the donations have continued to flow despite lacking a long-term plan to challenge the former president's commanding lead in the primary. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Three people were killed when a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa overnight.
When President Zelensky sacked General Sirski's predecessor less than a month ago, he stressed the importance of his generals really knowing conditions on the front. General Sirski has been at the Eastern Front to try to stabilize it after the loss of Avdiivka and with Russian forces on the offensive. He said he'd change those commanders whose actions and commands threatened the lives of their subordinates.
That is the BBC's Danny Eberhardt reporting. Retired Admiral James Stavridis says it's time for the military to draw more on the resources of small tech companies like SpaceX and others on the leading edge of innovation.
And look at the small company that just put a lunar landing craft on the moon. So, yes, I think the idea of bringing in people, particularly from the innovative parts of the U.S. economy and turning them loose on the Pentagon would make a lot of sense.
This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers, Michael Harrington reports.
The problem is not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to. But only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians is stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they too are among his most loyal, solid base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcaster, says, quote, "The one thing I hear all the time from people is that they really feel like Donald Trump understands them, and that's the biggest connection people make." This is SRN News. A New York man sentenced to 25 years to life for killing a woman who wound up in his driveway after a wrong turn.
Kevin Monahan was convicted in January of killing Kaylin Gillis last April. The 20-year-old woman was riding in a caravan of two cars and a motorcycle that pulled into Monahan's long, winding driveway by mistake in Washington County in northeastern New York. Prosecutors argued that Monahan was motivated by irrational rage toward trespassers. I'm Shelley Adler.
Journalist Ben Domenech says Senator Mitch McConnell led his party to a lot of major victories over the years, often while facing opposition from friend and foe alike.
You can kind of come to appreciate the kind of arrows and slings that he had to withstand in order to endure as long as he did. Now he's choosing to go out on his own terms.
McConnell announced this week he will be stepping down as Senate Republican leader in November. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.